We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Space, the final frontier, but are people as invested in space exploration as they perhaps once were?
A recent poll suggests the public is ready for more travels into the cosmos. For a look at this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Scott Pace, director of the Space Policy Institute at George Washington University. Scott, thanks for joining us to discuss this. And there's always been this tension between do we spend money on exploring outer space? Do we keep that money here at home? And it sort of vacillates back and forth, doesn't it?
Well, of course, we're still spending all that money on Earth. We haven't yet established places to spend money in space. That the interest in space that the poll shows is quite striking in terms of showing majorities of people interested in returning to the moon and a smaller number majority interested in going on to Mars. And these numbers are actually better than some of what occurred back during the Apollo program when we were going to the moon the last time. So for space exploration, it looks pretty positive.
Is it surprising to see an interest in those specific trips like back to the moon and Mars?
Yeah, it is, because past polls generally would say, you know, do you like NASA? Do you think space is important? You know, fairly generic kinds of questions. This poll shows very specific questions about going to the moon, on to Mars, whether the private sector should have a greater role. And for those kind of specific activities, the strong majorities in favor of returning to the moon, I think is striking. I think it shows an interest in what NASA has been doing in recent years and a focus on the Artemis program, which I think NASA has done a pretty good job of branding and talking about not only returning Americans to the moon, but returning the first American woman to reach the moon and also having international partners. So it's a bit different kind of lunar program than maybe people remember from the 1960s, if they were around in the 1960s.
Well, I was going to ask you, since you sort of touched upon it, what difference do you think it makes now that NASA is not the only game in town, that they are collaborating with private industry to return to space?
Well, I think that makes a terrific difference. So, you know, you had the recent SpaceX Starship launch, which, of course, didn't reach orbit. It had a failure, but, you know, it's a pretty spectacular launch. And so even though there was that setback and that kind of failure, it shows people that something tangible is happening. It's not just something that people are talking about in the abstract, but that people are actually working on real hardware. We had the Space Launch System, the Artemis 1 launch, again, going up without a crew on board, but again, flew a spectacular large heavy rocket, the biggest since the Saturn V, and the naming of the first crew that will orbit around the moon, not land, but orbit around the moon. So these kind of very specific milestones are, I think, communicating to people, oh, something really is going on. And it's not just in theory, but it's becoming a reality.
And final question, in your opinion, in general, what is the value of space exploration, continued space exploration?
Well, I think the major desire is both commercial and international. Something that's also different from Apollo is that we're talking about going with a lot of international partners, not the U.S. by itself. And so space is something that's critical to our daily life, our national security, our economy, you know, communications, the GPS in your car. And so if we're going to be really dependent on space, then it's important to have a lot of commercial and international partners there working and operating in space such that we keep it safe, stable, sustainable, that we don't just ignore it or leave it to others. So I think the role today is not just about going to the moon, but going back to the moon with international and commercial partners to keep safe a domain that is critical to our daily life.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. You've been listening to Scott Pace, director of the Space Policy Institute at George Washington University.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.